We begin the current daf Masechta Siyum and daf Chav Zayin. We begin on the bottom of Chav Vav and Mabez, three lines up in the bottom of the Yamed. The Gemara brings a brisa that clarifies one item that was mentioned in the previous Mishnah. And that is, Tanu learned a brisa, have Shaitin minituach Shavin. It's said in our Mishnah that the flaying and the dismembering of the Karbanis, of the Tzibra and the Karban Yachar, although there are differences, that a Karban Tzibra has to have a certain amount of Kahanim and it has to be with a lottery, but a Karban Yachar, it could be one kind, could decide to do it all himself. However, they're both equal. In what area? So the Braisa says, bizarre, with a non-kayin, that is a non-kayin that is allowed to flay, is allowed to take off the skin of the carbon and dismember it. So Amar Chizki says, minayin lehavshav in the tuach shoshav bizarre, from where do we know that both for flaying and for dismembering the animal, that any carbon, that they're equal and that a zar, a non-kayin, is allowed to do it? Shnem, like it says, a pasuk in the Yikra. It says that the children of Aaron, the Kahanim, they're going to put the fire on the Mizbeach. They're going to make sure there's a fire. They're going to put all the elements over there so that the Haktara of the different Evarim or Padarim could be there. Now, what we learn from that pasuk is, Nesinas Esh Bayi Kahuna, that making the fire on the Mizbeach requires Kahuna. Hefshevinituach Lei Bayi Kahuna. What it's telling us is that flaying the animal and dismembering it, putting it into different pieces, which is a process that comes before the putting on the fire, because that's only once you have the limbs there, loy bay kuna, that does not require kuna. And that's the source, Chizkiya tells us, that flaying and dismembering can be done even by a sar. Now, we continue the top of Chazayin and Alf, where the Gemara asks, how do we know that from that pasuk? Haimi bay li legufe. You need the pasuk itself of a nasnu, which talks about putting the fire on the mizbeach, to tell you that putting the fire on the Mizbech itself requires kuhuna. Where do we know from that pasuk that it's a miut, that it's coming to exclude something else? Maybe something else also requires. But here I would not have known that it requires a kohen. That's what the pasuk tells you, that a kohen have to do it. How do I know that its intention is to tell me that, oh, I'm telling you it's here that requires a kuhuna, but that's to exclude somewhere else, which would be the hefshav nituach. How do we know that maybe hefshav nituach also requires kohanim? And that Rav Shimi bar Ashi says, Ashkechasi la Abaya, I once encountered Abaya, to have a masbele levrei, that he was explaining to his son this statement of Chizkiya, and he was explaining to him as follows. In other words, how do we see from that pasuk that it's not legufe, it's not coming to tell us just that it requires a fire done through kahanim, but that it's coming as an exclusion of hefshav nituach? So he said, because we learned in the Brisa in Teres Kayanim, that quotes a pasuk in the Yikra, that says v'shachat, when it's talking about the slaughtering of the carbon. So shchita bizar kshera, from there we learn out, as the Gemara will shortly illustrate, that slaughtering a carbon is permitted to be done even by a non-kayin. Now, the question first of all is, v'chime'ayin basa, that is, where are you coming from? Why would I entertain to say that shchita would be invalid to be done with a non-kayin, that I have to bring a pasuk to say that it is valid, that it is going to be kosher with a kayin? So that the Gemara explains, because mechalal shenema, because I would have thought it's included in the category of the pasuk in Bamidbar that tells us that you are in a kohen and your sons with you. You should safeguard your kohuna. Make sure everything that's done in the Beis HaMikdash is done only with the kohanim. Now, I would have heard from there that even slaughtering an animal would be included in this category of invalidating if it's being done by a non-kohen, because it sounds like everything done in the Beis HaMikdash has to be done with kohanim. Tamalim, and that's what the pasuk comes to teach that we started off with in the Brisa and Teres Kainim, that Vishachat is ben habakur lefnei Hashem. It says that you're going to slaughter the cattle in front of Hashem. The kriva b'nei Aaron haKohanim is adam, and then the sons of Aaron, the Kohanim, they will come and they will bring the blood. Now, from the fact that it says only regarding Kabbalah, which is haikrivu, is the term of accepting the blood and then transporting, only over there does it say b'nei Aaron haKohanim. So from there we understand that mikabala ve'elich mitzvah kuhuna, that only from the process of the carbon from kabbalah, which is once the animal is already slaughtered and then you receive the blood, only from there on requires the kahanim to be done. But it doesn't say the term kohen by the slaughtering. So obviously when it says v'shachat, it was going on who's v'shachat, not the kahanim, because it only mentions the term kahanim from except receiving the blood and on. So it must be going on the owner, the one that's the owner of the carbon, he could slaughter even the non-kohen. And therefore, when you have to say in the pasuk when it says v'samach yodeh that he will lean his hand, that's in reference to the owner. And then it says v'shachat, it's going back on him. Liman ala shchita shekshei bazar, it's telling you that the czar, the owner himself, can actually slaughter the animal. It doesn't have to be done by the kohanim. Now that's the end of the brisa in Teres Kainim. Now from that brisa, Abaye wanted to explain to his son the statement of Chizki that we quoted in the beginning, that we had a question on how do we know from there that it's teaching you to exclude hefshav nituach, that it could be done even by a zar, and not that it's telling you that it itself requires kuhuna. So Abai told his son Mechti, let's see, what do we learn from this brisa? Mikabola ve'elech mitzvah kuhuna, that obviously from receiving the blood and onward, all the services in the process after that, from that point on, requires it to be done by kahanim. So then the question becomes, and how we'll understand Chizkiah's statement, v'nasnu b'nei Aharon, that where that pasuk ends off, hakoyin eish, that the sons of Aaron the kahanim will bring the fire onto the mizbeach. Lomali, why do I need that pasuk to tell me that that has to be done through a kohen? But putting the fire on the mizbeach is a process after the receiving of the blood, and it was written after that. So why do I have to have it written that it's going to be with kahanim if from that point on we know that everything we're going to be talking about is with kahanim, and therefore since it's written afterwards, we know it requires kahanim. So why does the pasuk mention these superfluous words of b'nei Aaron and kahanim if we know it has to be done with kahanim? That's what Chizkiah was saying. It's coming to exclude the flaying and the dismembering, where there it doesn't say that it has to be done with a kohen. Now, but we learn from here of putting the fire on the mizbech that it's davka that way. In other words, we purposely did not mention kohenim by the hefsher b'nituach. And that is, had we not written this pasuk of benasnu like Chizkiah said, I would have thought to say that the reason why it doesn't say kohen by the hefsher b'nituach, by the flaying of the animal and dismembering, is because you don't have to. Because we already revealed in the pasuk that from Kabbalah and onward, anything we're going to talk about requires kahanim. And therefore, that's why we needed the pasuk of benasnu of the ala eish. We asked, what do you mean? Maybe you need it for it itself to say requires kahuna. And that Abai explained to his son, if you look at the braisa, it says clearly that everything requires kahuna from Kabbalah and on. And therefore, that's included. So why would it say kahuna by the pasuk of putting benasnu ala eish to say, oh, here it requires kahuna? But by another pasuk, which we didn't mention kahanim, it was bedafk. It was purposely like that, that it shouldn't say kahuna, because it actually does not require, which is by hefshe b'nituach, which can be done by a zar, even by a non-kohen. However, the Gemara asks, v'akati itzrich, but it would seem that we still need to have the pasuk of v'nasnu ala eish, that although we said that, l'char, you wouldn't have to say a pasuk that it needs kahanim, because everything from Kabbalah and onward needs kahanim. So it must be that it says is coming to exclude hefshe b'nituach. And then the Gemara asks, no, maybe you would still have to say that it requires kahanim, because sogat adchemina, I would have thought to say, kiven de lava voida de me'akva kaparhi, since the putting the fire on the mizbech, preparing that, is not an avoida that withholds the atonement of the animal, because even the whole sacrificing of all the emurim, which are the limbs that are put and burnt on the mizbech, they don't withhold the atonement, because the whole kapar of the carbon is only with the dam, with the zrika of the blood. And therefore, loy tibay kuhuna, I would have thought to say that it does not require kuhuna, even though Kabbalah and on we said needs kahanim, that was in the process of the blood receiving, which is integral for the atonement. But regarding putting the fire in the mizbech, where it's not integral for the atonement, I would say that it would not require kohen. Kamashbon de baikuna. Maybe that's what the pasuk is teaching you, that it does need a kohen. And therefore it is liboy li legufa. You do need it for it itself. And therefore it's back to the question, how would we know that it's coming to as an exclusion of hefshem nituach? Maybe hefshem nituach also require kahuna. Now this that we said kahuna by the menasnu ala eish is because we had to tell you that it requires kahanim. But who said hefshem nituach is being excluded from there? So the Gemara says, you're right. From that pasuk, we cannot learn as an exclusionary criteria. El mahacha, rather, we learn it from the following pasuk b'yikra. It says, v'ochu b'nei Aharon ha-kehanim, that the sons of Aaron the kehanim, they will organize, as in the sachem, the different parts of the carbon, when it's cut up, as a roish, the head, v'sapoder, and the fats. Now, mechti, let's see. Mikabola ve'eloch mitzvah zekuna. We already described that from Kabbalah and on is mitzvahs that require, have to be done by the kehanim. Therefore, v'orchu lomali. Why does it say regarding preparing the different sacrificial parts on the mizbech that it has to be with b'nei Aaron ha-kehanim if we know everything from Kabbalah and on requires kehanim? So obviously, l'muti hefshe b'nituach, that's the source where we know that obviously it's coming to tell you as an exclusion. Oh, here we require. And we would know it, but we're just saying it again to say, but somewhere else you don't, which would be by the flaying and by the dismembering, and that would be the source of that halacha. But that the Gemara still asks. Maybe it's not coming to exclude. You're right. It would seem to be as an exclusion, because you don't need it to tell me that, let's say, even if it's not ma'akav kapar, we already learned that halacha from the pasuk of benasnu ala eish. Now, what would it be telling us then when we're repeating that it needs kahanim by organizing the different limbs on mizbech? It would come to exclude a different halacha. Maybe it's excluding the organizing of the two logs of wood, that is by the carbon tamashal bein harabayim in the afternoon, where there it doesn't say Kehanim, as Rashi explains, because regarding the Siddur Shnei Gezer Eitzim, the two logs of wood in the morning, there it says explicitly Uvir Ola HaKoyin, that the Kohen has to go ahead and organize and burn up those two logs on the Mizbech. So, but however, the Gemara is asking, it tells us that Kehanim have to organize the different limbs on the Mizbech. Maybe that's coming to exclude a different organizing of that of the two logs of wood. How would we know it's coming to exclude Hefshav and Nituach? Maybe it's excluding Shnei Gezer Eitzim. Another Gemara says, no, because Mistabra Divcha de Kavaseim and Maya, it would make sense that we're talking about the pieces of the carbon, that we have to organize it on the Mizbeach, that our exclusion, because we already know it needs Kahanim, because it says already from Kabbalah and onward, so we're excluding something just like it, meaning the carbon, which would be the Hefshav and Nituach, which is the flaying and the dismembering, and not to talk about Gezri Eitzim, which are wood, which is a different types of species, and we wouldn't be talking about that as an exclusion. But that the Gemara says, no, other rabbi, to the contrary. Sidru de Kavaseimimite, maybe it would be excluding the Shnei Gezri Eitzim because both are organizing the limbs on the Maracha, organizing the wood on the Maracha. Maybe that's what we'd be excluding from the fact that it had to say an extra term of Bnei Anakahana by organizing limbs to exclude a different organization. So again, how do we know it is excluding Hef Shev Nituach? Maybe it's excluding the Shnei Gezri Eitzim. So that the Gemara says, Loisa Gadaitach. You can't entertain that to say that we do not require Kaihan to do this Siddur, the organization of the Shnei Gezer Eitzim, in the Tumah Shel Bein Abayim. As the Gemara will illustrate from the fact that we had to exclude the transportation of the firewood, which it itself is not even on the Mizbeach, and so then that would be obvious, however, that the organization of the woods, the Siddur of them, for sure would require Kahanim because of excluding the transportation. Sounds like, but however, what's more related to the actual Mizbech, what you put on the Mizbech for sure requires. As the Gemara says, Dama, like the Master had said, V'hikrev ha-koyin es-ha-kol ha-mizbecha, which says, V'hikter ha-mizbecha, that the Pasuk says that the Kohen will come and will bring everything and will sacrifice it on the Mizbech. So what's this V'hikrev? He's bringing it closer, which is a term of transportation. Zuhiloches evarm lekevish. That's a term which refers to the transportation, the bringing of the limbs to the ramp. Now the question is, hayloches evarm lekevish the bayikuna. What we see is, and this the inference is, that yes, bringing and transporting the limbs to the ramp that requires kuna. Hayloches etzim loy bayilakuna. But what the exclusion is, however, is transporting the wood, which is not as integral as the pieces of the animal themselves, that would not require kahanim. And that is because the fact that it mentions the term koyin by the halacha sevarim, by transporting the limbs, obviously is coming to exclude another halacha, another bringing just like it, which would mean, what's another thing that we are meilach, which are the Shnei Gezri Eitzim. Because if it was necessary to tell you that the halacha sevarim themselves require kahuna, that again we don't need, because we said anything from Kabbalah of the receiving of the blood and onward requires kahanim. So why did it say that we need kahana by transporting the limbs to the ramp? Must be to exclude a different transporting, which is the transporting of the wood to the mizbeach. Now, so the deek in that is hasidush negizriyetsim baikun. However, the organization of the two limbs of wood do require kahana, and therefore that is a question on the one who is asking the question. That is, how can you try to say that what it's coming to exclude is not hefshem nituach? Maybe hefshem nituach actually requires kahana. But what is the coming to exclude? Is coming to exclude the Siddur of Shnei Gezri Eitzim? And that we say you cannot say that. Because if we're excluding only something lower than that, which is the halachas of the Eitzim, but that would mean that for sure what's greater than that, which is on the sanctity of the Mizbeach itself, which is the Siddur Shnei Gezri Eitzim, that for sure requires Kahanim. And therefore we're back to the point that we made. So then Ba'orchu Lamali. So what do I need the Pasuk to tell me that when we're organizing the limbs on the Mizbeach, that requires Kahanim? If it's not coming to exclude Siddur Shnei Gezri Eitzim, as we proved that does require kahanim, then obviously lemu'ute hefshem nituach, that is coming to exclude the flaying and the dismembering of the carbon, that we don't need to have kahanim. That's, as we said, that zar will be kosher in the hefshem nituach. Now, and that's because, as we said before, that by Venusna, which we started off, which was the member of Chizkiah, that we said that it says that you need kahanim. That's for the halacha of Nasnu Aleish itself. Like we said, because don't think to say that because it's not Ma'ak of the Kapara that you won't require Kahanim. However, once we revealed regarding that Venusnu Aleish that you need to have Kahanim, even though it's not Ma'ak of the Kapara, then for sure we don't have to say anymore that you need to have Kahanim by the Haracha, by the organization of the limbs on the Mizbeach themselves, even though they're not Ma'ak of the Kapara. So that's what we were inferring. So obviously it's extra this term of saying that the Kahanim are organizing on the Mizbeach, the limbs. What's that for? It must be saying an exclusion, and we want to entertain that maybe it's going to exclude the organization of the Shnei Gizri Eitzim. And that we said we cannot say that, because that definitely requires Kahanim, because we're only excluding something, a lower process of the wood, which is the Halacha of the wood, must be the greater process of it, which is on the Mizbeach, requires Kahanim. And therefore, that's what the Gemara is proving, the halacha that we started off with by saying the Hefshem and the Tuach is what's being excluded, that could be done by Zar and does not require a kain. But the Gemara again asks on this second source that we tried bringing. Maybe here also, regarding the organizing the limbs on the Mizbeach, maybe we need the Pasuk itself to tell us, B'nei Aaron HaKoyhanim, for a halacha, which the Gemara later will illustrate that it is necessary, because we needed all the different terms to say that ultimately there are six kahanim that transport and organize limbs on the Mizbeach, and therefore the Gemara is saying that you cannot learn from there that it's coming as an exclusion, because what do you need it for? If we know from Kabbalah and Amun it's kahanim, why would we say a later process of organizing the limbs on the Mizbeach is with B'nei and kahanim? Maybe it's not true, the Gemara is saying that. Maybe I do need it for it itself, because it has to tell me that it's not just one kohen, but actually six kahanim that do that. So how would I know that an exclusion for Hefshem Nituach? Ella, rather, finally, Gemara concludes with the third and final source. It says in a different pasuk. It says, V'hikter ha-koin es ha-kol. It says that the koin will sacrifice all of them. Now, this is a pasuk by the haktaras evarim, by the sacrificing of the limbs. Now, l'may asa, what did that come to say? And that's because that's also included in that we know it has to be done with kahanim because it's after the process of Kabbalah Sadam. Must be lemu'uti hefshem etuach. That is the source that we exclude the flaying and dismembering of the animal, because I would know that the haktaras evarim has to be done with a kain. So why does it specify that? It's coming to exclude something else. What's it excluding? That's hefshem etuach. Now the Gemara summarizes and concludes to speak about all the three different psukim that we brought, what it's coming to teach. So the hikriv hakoin es hakoil mizbeach, when it says in the pasuk that the kain will bring near all of it to the mizbeach. Now, why does it specify that it's a kain? Zuhiloches evarim lekevish. That's telling us that to bring the limbs to the ramp, that requires a kahanim. And that's coming as an exclusion. However, hiloches evarim lekevish shudabayakun. It's only transporting the limbs to the ramp of the mizbeach that requires a kain. Hiloches eitzim loy bayakun. However, that's coming to exclude, but bringing the woods to the mizbeach does not require a kain. Hasidish negizri eitzim, as we had inferred. However, that would tell us that a greater process in the wood, which is not being excluded, is bayikuna, organizing the two logs of wood on the mizbeach is proper, would require kain. That's one pasuk. The nasnu that we started off this sugi with what Chizki was saying, that says that the kain should put on the fire, that's legufe, that necessary to tell us that it itself requires, although it's after Kabbalah, but I would have thought to say that since it's not integral for the kapara, it wouldn't be ma'akav to be done with the kain. That's what it's coming to say, that no, it does need to be with the kain. When it says va'orchu, that the kayanim should prepare and organize the different nesachim, the different limbs of the carbon on the mizbeach, so it says three different terms, and this is what we had just alluded to before when we said maybe here also you need it legufe to say that the organizing of the different limbs on the mizbeach has to be done with a kayan. It says three different terms, and they're both plural. It says va'orchu, they should organize, that's shnayim, that's the least amount of plural is two. B'nei Aaron, the sons of Aaron, also plural, that's shnayim, that's two. Hakehanim, the kahanim, it's also plural, shnayim, that's two. So it says, v'orchu, b'nei Aaron, hakehanim, lamanu litla, that teaches us, for the lamb, should toin shisha, that the carbon, like a tamid, needs to have six kahanim that are involved in the organizing of the limbs, as we said in previous Mishnayos, that the meat needs five, and the intestines need one, which is a total of six, and that's why we said that we couldn't use that as a source for the halacha of, and as what's it saying, for, because we know it needs kain, must be as an exclusion, it's not. We needed to tell us the amount of kahanim that need to do that are six kahanim that come and bring the limbs onto the mizbeach. Now the Gemara clarifies, Amrav Amnuna, says, Kasha Leder Belaza, Belaza had a difficulty with this. Haib ben HaBakar Ksiv, this that we just mentioned before, V'orchu b'nei Aaron ha-kehanim, that requires six kehanim to bring the limbs to the mizbeach, that pasuk is said in reference to cattle. Now, uven havakar, as we mentioned in the previous Mishnah, a cattle, for example, like a par, a bull, esrim v'abobai, needs 24 kehanim. How can you use this pasuk as this source? And that's why it's not available to teach us the exclusion of Hefshem and Nituach, that does not require a kain, rather it could be done with a zar, because it's coming to tell us that 2 plus 2 plus 2 is 6. But it's not going on the tele, on the lamb, which is the carbon tumah, that it that that's where it requires six. It's actually in the context of a par of the ben bakar, which requires 24. So how could I use that as a source to teach me for a different carbon? So Avavanichale, he subsequently answered his question by quoting a pasuk of a Yikra. It says over there, Al ha'etzim, that this should be on the wood, Asher ala esh, that's on the fire, Asher ala mizbeach, that's on the mizbeach. Now, this is an extra pasuk that it's writing, because it had already written that v'nasnu esh, you should put fire, v'archu etzim, you should prepare wood, v'archu nesachim, and you should prepare the pieces, the limbs of the carbon. So why does the pasuk then say more, ala etzim, Asher ala esh? So and that is what the source is coming, how it's coming to tell me that in a different context, even though it's by ben bakar, by cattle, but it's coming to teach me for the lamb, is because it's coming to teach us the six kahanim for something that requires esh, etzim, and mizbech. That's what this extra pasuk, because I already know that you have to put it on the fire. Why does it say ala etzim, asha ala esh, asha mizbech? So that explanation is, eza hu davar shenema by etzim, esh, mizbech. What is a carbon that requires firewood, fire, and the mizbeach? That, in other words, what that means is that it required you to make a marocha to organize the wood and the fire on the mizbeach because of it. And that the Gemara continues, Amud Beis, have a oimer zetle. So you must say, although this was said in the context of a ben bakar, but it must be referring to a different carbon, that of the sheep, in other words, that of the tamet shel shachar, where the pasuk required you to make a special marocha of firewood anew every single morning. As it says in the pasuk, v'eishal mizbeach tukad boy. And that tukah, that maikid, is the organization of the marocha on the mizbeach, as the Gemara, as the Brisa teaches us in the next parak, in the third parak. It says, uvir la'akoyin etzim ba'boiker, v'aruch la'ha'ayla, and then once we make this marocha, then you could burn on it the ayla. And that the Gemara says later, what's ha'ayla, the ayla? That's the first ayla, that's the carbon tamat shol shachar. But other carbonists did not require its own organization of marocha beforehand. And that's how we know that, although, yes, it's in the context of ben bakar, but this pasuk seems out of place, what requires a special eish and eitzim and marocha for it must be, it's in reference to the carbon tamid, and that's how we know the carbon tamid requires six kehanim, because it says v'archu tu, says b'nei haran tu, and a kehanim tu. Now, Rashi says that we could not have said that this, that it says that it requires eitzim and eish by the ben bakar, is for it itself, maybe taka requires its own sid and marocha. It's only because the Torah didn't yet tell us about the organization of the marocha, because that's only said in Parashat Tzav. And here we started talking about all the needs of a carbon oila. So we had to tell you, how is it placed? So it said, v'nasnu esh v'archu etzim, that where do you put it? On the seed of marocha. But when is that made for? Which animal is that made for? That's made for the carbon tamat shel shachar. And hence, the last pasuk, which is an extra pasuk, must be referencing us to the carbon tamat shel shachar. And that's how we know that it requires six kehanim to do the process of the limbs of the carbon tamid shel shachar. Now, related to this, the Gemara brings Zamar Basi on Rabbi Yechanan. Zar shesid es hamarocha chayv. A non-koyin that organized the marocha, although we had a statement just before that we said a zar could do the hefshe v'nituach. However, if a non-koyin organizes the marocha, then he's going to be chayv misa. So on that, the Gemara asks a ketzer away. So what should he do? So now the Gemara says, parka, so what the Tzar does, the non-kohen does, he undoes this marocha. In other words, he prepared this whole, all the firewood, everything, he made it that it could be ready with the fire to go ahead and burn all the sacrificial parts in it. He undoes it. Now he doesn't need a kohen to undo it. Rather, the Tzar himself does it. And then he goes back and puts it back again together. So now the Gemara asks, my hanile, what does that help? If he undoes it, fine, but then he puts it back together. So again, he's putting back the marocha. So what's the purpose of that? Ella, rather, what we meant is parka zar, is that the non-kohen, he takes it apart, so what he had done was not accomplished. And then the kohen goes ahead and puts the marocha back together again, and that's what he should do to take care of the problem that he had done, that he was mesad the marocha, which would be mechayev misa. Now, Maskev Rav Zera asked on this statement of Rabbi Yechna, says, v'chiyesh l'cha avoida, is it possible that there is an avoida? Shekshera balayla, which is valid to be done at night, which is what the context of what Rabbi Yechon is talking about, Sida HaMarocha can be done even during the nighttime. Upsul Bazar, and that it's going to be invalid to be done by a Zar. And not only that you say if the Zar does it, he's going to be Chayv Misa? So on that, the Gemara responds to Rabbi Zer Veloy, we don't find an Avodah that's kosher to be done at night that cannot be done by a Zar. But Vahare Evarim Ubedarim, but we do find, like Rabbi Yechon is saying, we find by the sacrificial parts of the animal and the fats, where hektach elavim vevarim is kosher to be done all night, And yet the Gemara said on the Chav Dalam and Av that it's one of the four avoidis that we said is Zaris Chayv and the Misa, which we said Hector, that's sacrificing the parts. So what's so schwer, what's so difficult to be in the statement that Rabbi Zeir is asking on, you do find an avoidis Balayla that a Zar would be Chayv Misa on. So that Rabbi Zeir would respond, no, Seif avoidis de Yimamhi. Hector Chalam Mevarm is not considered its own avoidis of the nighttime. It's the conclusion of a daytime avodah, which the Hector Chalav Varm, you could start during the day. It just could be done throughout the night. And therefore, we would find that it's Chayv Misa. But something that could be totally independently its own avodah and be done at nighttime, we would see this Reb Zeir's question that you'll be Chayv Misa on it if a Zar does it. So then the Gemara responds to Reb Zeir, what do you mean? But Vari Trumas Adeshin, you find Trumas Adeshin, the taking off, separating from the ashes on the Mizbech and putting on the side where it says that it requires it to be done by Kahanim, and yet it's something that's kosher to be done at nighttime. So that the Gemara would respond for Reb Zeir, no. Tchilas Avodah de Yimamahi. Trumas Adeshin is not a nighttime Avodah, even if it's done at nighttime. It's the beginning of the daytime Avodah. So therefore it's part of that long process, hence we consider it like a daytime Avodah. As Rabbi said in the name of Rabbi Yechanan, Kiddush Yodav LeTrumas Adeshin. Someone sanctified his hands already for the avodah of the Trumas Adeshin. So then Lamacha, the next day, in other words, when it finally turns daytime, even though he did it, let's say, before it was day, Einat Tzarech LeKadosh doesn't have to again go ahead back again and sanctify his hands. Shekvar Kiddush Mitchilas Avodah, because he already sanctified his hands from the beginning of the avodah. In other words, from the beginning of the avodah of the daytime. Because although Trumas Adeshin is at night, it's the beginning of the daytime. So yes, there we could find a Zar that's asa to do it. But how do you see an Avodah that's independent on its own at nighttime that one would be Chayv Misan? So the Gemara says, Vela Kasha. So it is a good question that Reb Zeir is asking. Where do you find an Avodah that's Kasha to be done at night, like the Sida Marocha, that would be invalid to be done by a Zar? So the Gemara falls off this statement of Rabbi Yechon, because it's a good question. Reb Zeir says, how can we be Chayv Misa, let alone to be Chayv Misa, if maybe the Zar should even be kosher to do it, by Sida Marocha, which is kosher to be done at night. Ela rather kiyidma hachidma. What the statement was as follows, that Omer Basir Mebiyichnon, Zar Shesidr, not the Marocha, but rather a non-kohen that organizes Shnei Gizri Eitzim. Those are the two logs of wood that are put on the Marocha, and that if a Zar does it, he's Chayv Misa. And the reason is, and you're right, because a nighttime avodah, Zar is not going to be Chayv Misa. But that's because since that's an avodah that has to be done by the daytime, as it says in the pasuk, Uviru lehakoyin, Eitzim babayka babayka, it says it has to be done in the morning. Therefore, if a Zar does it, he's going to be Chayv Misa. So on that, Maskevel Rava asks, Elamiyata, but if that's the case, that it's such a chashav avodah, the organizing of the Shnei Gizri Eitzim, and therefore, as we said, it's an avodah that's done by the daytime. It's not a nighttime, which would make it or seem like a lesser avodah. And if a Zar does it, as Rabbi Yechon is saying, he's going to be Chayv Misa, then Tiboy Pius. Then if it's so chashav as we're making it out to be, it should require a lottery. Because any chashav avodah, they said, let's make a lottery. Those which are not chashav, so no one's going to necessarily run for it. So then they said, whoever wants it could take it. But why is there no separate lottery for who's going to organize the two logs of wood on the Marocha? So that the Gemara answers to Rava's question, Ishtamitze Hadatanya. It must be that Rava had missed what was mentioned in the following Brisa that says, Misha Zacha B'Trumas Adeshin, whoever merited and won the lottery of the Trumas Adeshin, Yizke B'Sida Marocha, they instituted he should also merit to organize the Marocha, U'B'Sida Shnei Gizri Eitzim, and to organize the two logs of wood. And that is, you're right, it is a Chashav Voida. And it would require its own lottery, but we wanted to entice people to come for the Trumas Adeshin, because since we made it into a lottery, people stopped coming. So then we included in that package the Sida Marocha and the Sida Shnei Gizri Eitzim. But of course, it would require its own. It's just that we included in a different package of a different lottery. Now the Gemara asks two inferences from Rava's question. From the fact that Rava asked, El Me'ati Tiboyi Pais, he says, oh, based on what Rabbi Yechon said, the Sida Shnei Gizri Eitzim should require a lottery, you can infer that, oh, now that Rabbi Yechon told us that it's an avodah that's done during the daytime, and that it's something that is that would be Chayv Misan, that's why he's asking, oh, so now it should require a lottery. So the Gemara asks, Lememra, so what we can infer from Rabbi's question, the avodah yoyim b'yi pais, what we can conclude what he was basically saying was, that, oh, now that we're saying that the Sidur Shnei Gizri Eitzim is a daytime avodah, oh, that's why it requires a lottery. But the inference is, had we said not like that, but rather that avodah laila, then loy b'yi pais. If we would have said that it's a nighttime avodah, that wouldn't have bothered him, then we would understand that it would not require a lottery. But how can you say that? However, we have the limbs and the fats, which we do make a lottery for, in spite of the fact that it's a nighttime avodah, it's done throughout the night. So that the Gemara answers like it answered before. No. It's the end of the daytime avodah, since it's still part of that category. It just extends into the evening, into the nighttime, and that's why it's still considered something that would require a pious, because it is a daytime avodah. Then the Gemara asks about Trumas Hadeshen, but the separating of the ashes with a shovelful to the side, which is done at night, and yet it still requires a lottery. So that the Gemara answers, no. Trumas Hadeshen, you're right. It's a nighttime avodah, and it wouldn't need a pious. But that's Mishum, Maisa Shaya, as we had explained in the previous staff, that there was an incident that happened and someone got hurt. And because of that, they said, okay, no more racing to the top. We're going to make a lottery out of it, but not because it intrinsically requires a lottery. You're right, because it's avoided by nighttime, it would not require a pious. We just instituted because of the dangers that were inherent in the racing that was going on. But now the Gemara asks, as we mentioned, as we alluded to before, that it seems based on Rava's question that there were two criteria that are necessary to require a pious a lottery. And that is, lememra, is that to say, as we could infer from Rebbe's question, davoides yoim, only if, first of all, that it's an avoid that's done during the daytime. And that's why he asked, oh, now that you tell me siddush negezretzim is by the daytime, oh, then it should require its own lottery. So that's one thing. And also, as Rabbi Yochanan had been saying, and v'shazar chai v'lea misa, and if it has a second criteria, that not only that it's avoided by day, but also that if it's something that the zar would be chai misa on, then boye pais, only then does it require a lottery. The inference would be, but ein zar chayav lev misa, but if the non-kohen, if he would do such an avoda, he would not be chayav misa, then loy boye pais, it would not require lottery. It's only that we're saying, based on Rabbi Yechanan, that A, that if someone, if a zar does the shnei gezi yitzim, he's chayav misa, and B, that we concluded that it's a daytime avoda, then Rabbi said, oh, if that's the case, it requires pais, sounds like it has to have both characteristics, but vahari shchita, but we have shchita, that's permitted to be done by a zar, and yet still that's included in one of the things that we make a pais for, that we make a lottery for. So before we asked on the avoid the CM component, we answered those questions. But now the Gemara is asking on the second component, that it sounds like it has to be that there's Zaz Chayv Mis on it, because that seems to be what Rabbi is basing his question on, Rabbi Yechanan, that because of that it should require pious, but Shechita does not require a coin, it can be done with a non-coin, and yet still we make a lottery for it. Now the Gemara answered, that doesn't contradict Rabbi's two criteria, because Shani Shechita, you're right, Shechita, slaughtering is an exception. And the reason is because since it's the beginning of the avodas, it's when everything starts, the slaughtering, so that's something that has a chashivas, and therefore that requires a pious. But generally, to require a lottery, it requires A, that it's an avodas hayayim, and B, that it's something that if a zar would do, he'd be chayv misan. Now the Gemara asks on the entire statement of Rabbi Yechanan, Amaz Dutra, V'item Ravashi, some say Ravashi, but v'hanan loitnan hachi, we didn't learn like this, like Rabbi Yechanan, as we're going to illustrate from a Mishnah later on, that the organization of the two Gezarim should be considered an Avodas Hayom. As we said, that one would only be Chayiv Misa, it would seem, as Reb Zeir had asked, only if something is an Avodas Hayom. And then we said that, oh, as the Pasuk says, it seems that it's an Avodas Hayom. But that Rav Ashi says from a Mishnah later on, it seems like that Siddur Shnei Gezarim, the organization of the Shnei Gezarim, is not an Avodas Hayom. As the Mishnah says later, Omalem Hamuna, the one in charge would tell the Kehanim, Tzu viru, go out and see, imigiyaz man shchita, go check if it's time to slaughter the carbon tamid shel shachar. In other words, go look at the eastern front and see if it lit up, then we'll know it's the time to slaughter the carbon tamid, because nighttime is invalid to slaughter the carbon tamid, as it says, b'yom ziv chacham, has to be on the day that you slaughter it. Now, the diak is, however, he didn't go ahead and say that go check if it's time to put on the two logs of wood. Now, that sounds like, therefore, that could be done even by the nighttime. And that contradicts what Rabbi Yechanan's statement was based upon. As we said, that the reason why we fell off Rabbi Yechanan's statement that he was talking about the Maracha was because it could be done at nighttime. So where do we find that an avodah that it could be done at night is going to be Mechayev Azar Misa? So then we said, you're right, we're not talking about that, we're talking about the Shnei Gezri Eitzim, which that we said, as we had assumed, that that's something that has to be by baker. However, the Gemara is now asking on that, as seems later on from the Mishnah, it's only for the Shechita of the Tamid, which that's done by the daytime. But the organization of the Shnei Gezri Eitzim could be done even at the nighttime. So how do we resolve that with Rabbi Yechanan? So that the Gemara says, no, that doesn't contradict Rabbi Yechanan. Truthfully, the Shnei Gezri Eitzim, as it sounds like from the Pasuk, requires by baker, has to be in the daytime. However, the slaughtering of the carbon tamid, which if it's slaughtered at nighttime has no way of rectification, because once it's slaughtered, you can't put the head back together again to re-slaughter once it's day. So katani, that we learn that we require them to go ahead and check if it's daytime. Hach the islay tekanta, but regarding the sidur of the shnei gezri etzim at nighttime, even if it was done, let's say it has to be done at day, and it improperly was done at nighttime, but there's a way to rectify it, so just undo it and then reorganize it by the daytime, like katani, that we didn't learn. In other words, we did not require the exertion of the effort for them to go up on the roofs and go ahead and check to see if the sun has already risen. And the reason is because that whole effort of that whole process of getting up on the walls and checking if it's day or not was only because one time that they saw the shine of the Levana of the moon. And it appeared to them, it seemed as if the eastern front had lit up already, and they thought it was really the sun, and in truth it was only the moon. And they slaughtered the carbon tumet, as the Gemara tells us in the next parak, and therefore, because of that, they had to take that carbon tumet and put in the base psul, it was invalid. So therefore they made this whole requirement of going ahead and checking on the top to see if it's really the sun. But regarding organizing the sidur of the Shnei Gezri Etzim, where it's just organized on the bottom of the floor of the courtyard, when the sun comes out and the whole eastern front is lit up, even if it would be that we'd make a mistake and it was really the moon and not the sun, it's not such a problem, because it's very easy to rectify. Just go ahead, undo that, and then put it back together again. And therefore, they didn't require, when they're asking, oh, did it light up yet, to time to slaughter? Because yes, for slaughtering, we had to go through that whole thing, that process, because or else it's invalid, the whole animal. But here, it's not such a problem. We'll just put it back together again. That's why they didn't mention that, and that would not be a reason to require this whole thing of checking. And therefore, that doesn't contradict, but that it does require by the daytime. It's just because it could be easily fixed.